from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yep. Yep. Because it's football day. It's football day, and I like football a lot. And it's football day in America, ladies and gentlemen. A full slate of hot football action coming up your way this evening. 6 p.m. Rutgers kicks us off. And then we're going until we can't go no more this evening in the land of college football, week number one. Before we get there, we got a text. I got to answer the text. We have to answer the text. We need to answer our text. 71307, start your text with Fan FAN. I've answered this question on the show before. I'll answer it again because, hey, it's fun. Great when we got a text that said, my son's Little League team picking out walkout songs for fall baseball, and my kid asked me, what do you think Rob Brown and Zoe would walk out to? So help us build the walkout list for an 8U baseball team. Great one. You get an AB. It's the World Series. You're walking out at WrestleMania 50, whatever we're on this spring. The walkout song for the great Milonzo is?
Say his name and he appears. I believe in Joe Henry. It's the only song. Well, you can either do that or Adrenaline, you know, In My Soul. But
No. What's your song? I don't want you coming out to somebody else's song. What is your song? You're playing a song that you are walking out to. You're coming down the ramp to a championship match. You're going to an AB in the World Series.
Well, you don't.
What
wanna,
are you walking out to?
Well, you don't want to take someone else's entrance song then.
That's what I'm saying. What's yours? Up on the Titantron, there's the beautiful flowing locks of the great one, Lonzo. He's a Trunks guy. Ain't no doubt about it. All right, you're walking down the ramp. The people are losing their mind because here comes America's ultimate babyface, the great one, Lonzo. And what they're hearing playing over the speakers is what?
Send me an angel. Because it,
right now.
Because if I were, you know, walking down that ramp, I would be a part of Armageddon and Rapture, the tag team team that I always wanted to be a part of. And, of course, I would be Rapture and have longer hair than what I have now.
It's good hair. And you got good length wrestling hair.
And Send Me an Angel would work perfectly for me in my all white robe.
Not a great pick. Not a bad pick at all.
I mean, because I got full entrance in my head.
So Virginia coming out full white robe. Yeah, like full length?
Well, of course.
Okay.
And
like Ric Flair style or like hooded and like mysterious? I feel like you're coming out more hooded mysterious.
Yeah, you got to go hooded. That way, when you pull the hood back, the hair flies. So maybe a little bit of combination of pretty deadly slow-mo.
I like it.
Yeah. So
like you go black and white.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't want to go that far, but I will as soon as the hood comes off, the fan hits me, the hair flies back, and the slow-mo starts.
Yeah. I dig it.
And then behind me is this hulking shadow of a person named Armageddon.
You know, I've always said that if I ever created a wrestler, if I ever got the chance, I'd be one of two things. I'd either be like the Paul Heyman of South Carolina, or I would be a wrestler whose trope is that he knows all the other wrestlers' tropes, right? He knows he's just a fan who is now a wrestler, so he knows what's going to happen. You know, whenever somebody's music hits to interfere with my match, I don't look at the ring or at the Titan because that's where they never come from. They're going to sneak in, so I'm looking at the crowd because that's where they come from. All right. Anytime that I see the tag team partner that's out there walking towards the ref, I'm going to go kick him because I know he's going to pull the ref out of the ring, yada, yada, yada. But I also know I just want to be the bad guy. I just want to be the heel. Wrestling needs good heels. So I'm going with a song. It's
By
a story
way,
style song.
Never said I was a baby face.
That's fair. That's fair. I'm going with the song. I like a story song, right? I like a song that's told that tells a story. And my favorite one of all time, outside of El Paso by Marty Robbins, of course, an absolutely iconic song.
Down in the West Texas town of El Paso.
I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Phenomenal song. But my other favorite Western story told via song is not a Western at all. It's a metal song. It's a song. And I don't know that your 8U team can get away with this, but I can because I'm a man. I'm almost 40. Cowboys from Hell by Pantera absolutely rips. Absolutely rips the story of an outlaw gang taking over a town. I'm here for it because it's exactly what I'm bringing to that ring. It's what I'm bringing to this show for 4 hours every single day. We are not here to be a part of the show. We are here to be the show. We're not here to join the sports talk landscape. We're here to be the sports talk landscape. I don't know if you're going to let your 8-year-old child walk out to Cowboys from Hell, but if you do, he'll be the talk of the town. All right. So there you go. There you go, Texter. There is my answer.
So if you want to do something that stands out, though, as a walkout song, do you not want to do something totally different? Not the most popular song that everybody else is going to play. Don't you want to play something that stands out and you go, whoa, like maybe My Way or something that's just totally change of pace?
Yeah, you got to connect it to the gimmick, though, right?
Not necessarily. I'm talking about as a kid, one of these kids walking out to their walkout song.
Oh, I get it. One of them.
Making it something totally different than what anybody else is doing.
Cult of personality.
Or the theme from Pokemon. I mean, you know, something like that.
All right, let's get to some football here because we got Fight Club. Coming up in the very next segment, we are taking a look up and down the week one slate of college football games tonight. As we have mentioned a couple of times, Howard at Rutgers gets kicked off at 7 o'clock, or at 6 o'clock, pardon me, at 7 o'clock. A handful of games kicking off. Western Carolina is at NC State, NCAA at Wake Forest, UCF, the 2017 national champions, will host New Hampshire at 7 p.m. down in Orlando, Florida. Ula Monroe hosting Jackson State, the former school of 1D on primetime Sanders, at 7 o'clock. That's all those games at 7:30. Arkansas will kick off against Arkansas Pine Bluff at 8 p.m. Number 11, Mizzou hosts Murray State at 8 p.m. Number 22, Kansas takes on the Lindenwood Lions out of the Ohio Valley Conference. Minnesota and North Carolina play the only P4v P4 matchup this evening as the Big Ten's Golden Gophers take on the Tar Heels of North Carolina. That game kicks off at 8 o'clock from Huntington Bank Stadium in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And then, of course, at 8 o'clock, perhaps the most interesting game of the day, the ND. FSU. Yeah, North Dakota State Bison are on the road out in Boulder, Colorado at Folsom Prison Field taking on the, it's just Folsom Field, taking on the Colorado Buffaloes. That one kicks at 8 p.m. I have already made some of my selections in this evening's games, and I'm going to tell you right now, I've already got the dollar bill, y'all, on North Dakota State to cover up this game, though there is something very interesting happening right now. I told you, if you're the type of person who's going to look at a game like this, maybe you're going to take it on up the road to North Carolina and lay down a couple of bets this Saturday, where, of course, you are legally allowed to do so. I told you, wait till Saturday morning. Wait until Thursday afternoon. Wait up until the second that the kicker starts making his way towards the football. Don't do it when the ref blows the whistle. No, you don't touch that line until it kicks. Why? Because the public is all over the Colorado Buffaloes. This is the most bet upon game on a Thursday night, which I'm going to tell you shocks me a little, because at least as far as I, Rob Brown, amateur professional in the sports gambling landscape, this is not even close to my favorite game. It is one of them, but not my favorite game to make a bet on. I am taking a stab at North Dakota State plus 10 if you want the pick, if you need the pick. I do think that the Bison cover up the 10 on the Buffaloes. I don't think people appreciate how good North Dakota State is, and frankly, I don't think people appreciate how overhyped Buffalo is, Colorado is, the Buffaloes are. I will tell you, I think this line is genuinely more suitable at 8.5. But a lot of people who bet do not make bets based on what is the right number. A lot of people make bets based on their heart, not their heads. It is a separation that a lot of people have to learn to make. If you get into sports gambling, you will learn the lesson that your heart is dumb and wrong a lot, if not most of the time. Your head at least gives you a chance. A lot of people bet in the Buffs with the heart. That's why they're one of the most bet on teams to make the playoffs. Again, despite going 4-8 with a team that I think, frankly, it might have been better last year, talent wise, than this year. I think last year might have been better, and they could catch everybody by surprise. Ain't nobody surprised, even with new coordinators, with what the Buffaloes are going to do this year. I think Colorado isn't just in trouble. I'm very close to saying I might just take the 3-1 upset pick for the North Dakota State Bison to knock off Colorado in the large Midwestern and Northwestern animal fight that is going down with the Buffalo and the Bison getting after it tonight. I am going with North Dakota State to cover 10 points. I wouldn't call you nuts if you picked them at 3-1 to pull the upright upset tonight. North Carolina, Minnesota is interesting too. The Tar Heels -1.5 in this game. Minnesota's +1.5. Remember, this one's at Minnesota, which means you're getting a little bit of a spread here. If you're the Golden Gophers, you usually get a field goal pointed in your direction by being the home team. If that is the case, that means that Vegas believes, as this is one of the least betted games this evening, Vegas believes that North Carolina is about a 4-point superior team to the Golden Gophers, and I'll tell you why. There's a young man that is going to be running the ball for the Tar Heels tonight. First name, Omarion. Watch this kid. He is going to be a beast out of the backfield for the Heels this year. And with Drake May gone, with Tez gone, with a big backslide in terms of available offensive talent for North Carolina, they're going to have to be able to run the ball this year. They are going to have to be able to give the ball on the ISO dive and make something happen with it. And I think that is going to be the case here tonight. I'm also going to go the under in this game. Only set at 50.5. To put that into perspective, Colorado, North Dakota State, that game is set at 60.5. Lindenwood versus Kansas, 58.5. It is the third lowest total on the books. But as far as any game involving a Power Four conference team, and this one has two of them, it's the lowest total of the Power Five teams, Power Four teams on the books this weekend. So this one's going to be, if you put it this way, and you wouldn't think this, based on what we know about PJ Fleck, based on what we saw out of the Heels last year, a team that you know loved to throw the football around, without Drake May, they don't really have the same ability to do it this year. And because of that, this is going to be a slugfest, man. I told you last week there were a couple of games on a slate that I was told were boring and not worth watching. There was going to be some fist fights. There's going to be some fist fights tonight, and I think Minnesota v. North Carolina will be one of them. Look, I don't think North Carolina is back to being an ACC contender this year. They were last year because Drake May was that guy. He was good enough to have them there last year. They don't have that this year. I don't think they're competing in the ACC. I would not be shocked if North Carolina doesn't have a win somewhere down the line over a team that is, but if they want to prove that they are in that discussion, I think they kind of have to beat Minnesota. I think they kind of have to sneak by a game that they are considered 4 points better, 1.5 on the spread because they're on the road in this one. So I'd keep an eye on that. And then there's Utah at the end of the night, 38.5 point favorites over Southern Utah. The question is, are they going to prove that they are indeed a playoff contender and come somewhere close to covering up a far inferior Southern Utah team? Or do they get SMU'd in week one? Kyle Whittingham is a guy that I am going to encourage the great one to watch his coaching career this year at Utah very closely. Why? Because I think if the great one is right, and if the Ohio State Buckeyes were to stumble this year, is it championship or bust for you guys this year, great one?
It's Michigan or bust.
Michigan or bust. If there's a stumbling block when the Buckeyes take on MGO Blue at the end of the year, and you guys don't beat Michigan, and the fan base wins, and you guys do fire your head coach, Ryan Day, Kyle Whittingham from Utah is the guy you'll hire.
See, I don't think so, because if the offense looks good but they still lose, the next coach is already on the roster.
I don't know, man. Whittingham has done incredible things out there at Utah.
If the offense looks really good and better than last year, and Chip Kelly has this offense looking the way that he was able to do in Oregon.
Here's my reason that I don't know if that's true. Because if Chip Kelly wanted to be a head coach, he'd be a head coach right now. He left a head coaching job in a Power Four squad to come be your OC.
Very true. But he wasn't at Ohio State.
Yeah, that's that entitled attitude.
No, it's not. It would be the same if it was Georgia or if it was Alabama or if it was Michigan. Those are teams that are blue bloods and above some of the other teams, including the one where he just was.
I don't know, man. I genuinely think he was just done being a head coach at UCLA. I mean, don't get me wrong. You're like, yeah, Ohio State is an easier job to get the talent, keep the talent, maintain the talent, develop talent. It's not an easier job because the pressure is immense in Columbus, Ohio. So I don't know. I don't know if they don't go Whittingham and keep Chip Kelly. Either way, point is he'll be in the discussion, if nothing else. Utah's got to win this game by 40. They've got to cover it up against Southern Utah to prove that they are indeed a Big 12 candidate and a playoff candidate. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, it's Thursday. You know what that means. Fight Club. We're talking boxing, MMA, professional wrestling, your home for combat sports is Lonzo's Fight Club. That's up next. Take a look back at AEW All In. I look forward to the bash in Berlin. This is the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Three. Welcome into the Fight Club, where we don't slap you. We don't do that. We throw elbows. We throw straight up haymakers.
I don't know. We'll hit a chop every now and then.
And leg kicks. Because, let's face it, if you can't walk, you can't fight. Unless you want to bite someone's ankles. I don't know. A lot of things going on this weekend if you are a WWE fan. Because we have two PLEs. We have Bash in Berlin, which is on during football season. During game one of football, because it comes on at 1 p.m. So there'll be some big games, including Georgia and Clemson going on when this
goes
on.
Wait, is it Saturday? I thought it was Sunday.
No.
Oh, okay.
Bash at Berlin is tomorrow, or Friday, or Saturday. I'm going to get there eventually. Okay. Today's Friday, and it's not. Bash at Berlin is Saturday at 1 p.m., and NXT No Mercy is Sunday.
Okay.
So.
That's weird.
So, anyway. Let's because it's in Germany, so yep. There's a time difference. Let us start with Bash at Berlin. I want to say Bash at the Beach. Why didn't you give it a different name? All right.
You know, I have a Bash at the Beach OG tank top. I need to break it back out. Like an old one. Like a Panama City Beach era tank top.
I thought
top.
You said the guns weren't, you don't want to flash the entire gun.
There's a reason you don't see me wearing it, but okay. I do have it.
All right.
It.
Well, you said you're going to bust it out. I guess that doesn't mean you wear it to work.
I don't know. I'm starting to look. That little line's starting to come back. I've been putting the work in.
Yeah, it's more about the dip under. It's pulling down here.
Yeah, well, shut up. It's there.
Okay. All right. All right. The first match is
tricep extensions.
Alba Fire and Isla Dawn, the current women's champions, going up against Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill for the WWE Women's Tag Team Championship, the rematch. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to go ahead and say, Alba Fire and Isla Dawn keep it, because I think the split is coming for Bianca and Jade.
Yep, exact same thing, and it may even happen at this event. I think they want to give. Here's the thing. I don't know which one they want to turn. Like, to me, Bianca Belair is just she's too over as a face. She's kind of hit that John Cena point where it's like, I don't know if she can be a heel.
I saw something just a minute ago about what a turn it would be if it was her.
I mean, I'm for it.
Yeah, Jade has been a heel, so the bigger shock would be Bianca. And
Jade's just a built natural heel. Like, here's the thing. She's got to become a better wrestler. I don't think she's ready to try to even come close to carrying a program.
I don't know if she'll ever be able to.
I'm the same boat.
Yeah.
I'm the same. Has all the looks, has all the attitude, got the riz, just not a good wrestler. So I'm with you. I'll go the unholy union.
All right. The next match is going to be very uncomfortable, as these matches often are. It is a strap match versus CM Punk versus Drew McIntyre. My heart wants Drew McIntyre to win, but the bracelet gate has gone on long enough, and I think CM Punk wins this match.
I am going to join you there as well. It got me, which is too bad, because again, post his WrestleMania in front of nobody win, I think Drew McIntyre has been phenomenal in everything he's done, and he deserves his time in the sun. But you didn't bring Punk back to have him drop his first big-time full feud. Obviously, they tried one with Seth, but it got banged up, especially when you had Drew make it as personal as he did. I will go CM Punk.
Who knows? Maybe we have an AJ Lee sighting.
Here for it.
Because I mean, just bringing her in for just a little bit of distraction.
Little cameo.
To get the bracelet back. I mean, I think that would be kind of interesting. All right, the next match is friend of the show Damian Priest and boring Rhea Ripley versus Dominic Mysterio and the true woman of the WWE, Liv Morgan. And unfortunately, I think Liv and Mr. Nuggie are going to lose. I don't want to see Damian Priest and Rhea Ripley win, but they got beat down the other day. So it usually is the reverse of that when the PLEs happen. So I got to go reluctantly with Damian Priest and Rhea Ripley.
Not reluctantly at all. That's the right call. Friend of the show, Damian Priest and Rhea Ripley. You say what you want. If you want to go with the same old standard, boring, everyday blonde, you're certainly welcome to do it. But give me a little taste of something different. I love me a goth girlfriend. Rhea and Damian get the dub.
All right, so it's fake crazy versus real crazy. And if you're into crazy women, you probably would go for Liv Morgan more so than fake crazy Rhea Ripley. All right, the next match is they had to put someone in there. To do this, I guess, Cody Rhodes versus Kevin Owens for the Undisputed WWE Championship. Isn't there anybody to go against Cody right now? Are we just waiting until Roman gets back full on and takes his attention away from the bloodline and decides to get the title back? Or are we waiting on The Rock? What are we doing here? Kevin Owens could turn. I don't think he will, but Cody Rhodes is going to win this match.
Okay, I have to go back and start by addressing the last thing you said. The gimmick for Rhea has never been that she's crazy. It's that she's unique. There is a difference. This is my problem with every feud that they have booked forever has always been there's the crazy one and then the good one.
All right, every girl in NXT is basically Rhea Ripley.
No, they're not. And even if they were, Mommy's still the OG, all right? She's still the first. And
it'll be Charlotte Flair when she gets back, the best woman ever.
Nobody's talking about it. I'm saying when you're talking about the dark-haired goth chick, Rhea Ripley's the one that put it on the map, and some of us like a chick who is unapologetically herself, damn what anybody else thinks about her, that's Rhea. Liv's the crazy one. Rhea's just unique in herself, all right? I'm going to defend Mommy till the end of the earth, but the answer is yes, Cody Rhodes. I will lose my mind if Kevin Owens wins this thing. I don't know if because they've teased that you can't trust KO, but somebody made a point the other day, if you really think about it, Cody Rhodes has actually been kind of a jerk to Kevin Owens. Remember, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn were making a run at the tag team titles when all of a sudden KO got sent over to Monday Night Raw in return for a trade that brought Jey Uso back to SmackDown and got him away from the bloodline. It turned out to be Cody that managed that whole thing, opposite way, whatever it was. KO got sent away from a tag team championship run in order for Jey to escape Roman, and it ended up being Cody that manufactured it. And then when he was over there doing successful on that show, what happened? Cody Cody brought him back to this show right when he was about to make a run over there. He has screwed Kevin Owens twice. If KO turns, he is justified in doing it. I'm a fan of the prize fighter, but you are correct. This is not the feud that they take the strap off Cody.
All right, and finally, friend of the show, Gunther, going up against Randy Orton. Would they actually take the belt off of Gunther Walter in his homeland? Would they do that? Would they put Drew in a castle and make him lose? There's just a lot of things where this is unpredictable, except for the fact that you spent all the time building up Gunther as the Intercontinental Champion, and now you want prestige on this belt, which is still, people forget this is a new belt now that there's been a couple more champions and not just Seth Rollins. I always thought that John Cena was going to be the guy that breaks Ric Flair's record. Now, with all the hype lately, I think it might actually be Randy Orton. I'm not willing to pull the trigger yet because I think this is just the first of matches for this belt between Gunther and Randy Orton. I think you got to go with Gunther, though.
That is correct. They are not pulling the belt off this guy. Gunther is a dude to them now. This is going to be boring because you can't beat me and I can't beat you, unfortunately, because we have picked the same in every match, but I'm here for a dub.
This was not for Nerf Wall.
Oh, I thought it was.
No. NXT is. Yes, NXT is. NXT No Mercy happens Sunday night at 7 o'clock. The first match is Wes Lee, who turned his back on the Rascals, turned his back on his former tag team partner, who he was a champion with in Zach Wentz, and said, go on back to TNA. This is where the stars are.
I do like that.
And this is hard. I got to go Wes Lee.
I really don't want to, but you know what this is? This is what NXT, you always, right before you get the call up, they spend some time as a heel, or if they were heel, they spend some time as a face just to make sure they can do both. And I think that's what this is. So I'm with you. Wes Lee is going to win this thing.
All right. The next match is the tag team championship match between Chase University's Andre Chase and Ridge Holland and Nathan Frazier and Axiom. I am going to, there's going to be a breakup here one way or the other, or maybe a double breakup, which would just be awesome. I'm going Frazier and Axiom getting the belt back.
You know, is it me? Or is it just weird? Like how hard they're pushing Axiom and Frazier?
They are.
But I also think this, and this might be our first split. I really want to pick Chase U. Because I do think Supersonic Duo is on their way to the main roster. Because they need some more tag teams up there to kind of vary it out a little bit. So I think they're on the way to the main roster. I just don't know that this is the spot that they send them up. Oh, screw it. Chase U.
Okay.
I'm probably wrong about this one, but screw it. Chase U.
For the Women's North American title, I'm glad that they finally did that. It's cool them having another women's title. Wendy Chu challenging Kalani Jordan. I like Kalani Jordan, but she's kind of boring. Wendy Chu has always been entertaining, whether she's a face or a heel, but I don't think she's the one to dethrone her, so I'm going to go with Kalani Jordan.
So am I. I think they like her a lot, and I think they are going to continue. I mean, I think sometimes we forget because the show's so good that it still is a developmental show, and I think that Kalani Jordan is somebody they think has big-time, long-term main roster potential just because of her physical capabilities. So I think they're going to give her a little bit longer of a run. I agree.
All right. So I'm going to do a thing in this next match. I'm going to pick someone who it probably won't happen, but I'm just going to take a chance. Tony D'Angelo challenging Obafemi for the North American title. Obafemi showed up at Tony D'Angelo's restaurant, took over Tony's table, went. You don't do that to the family. I know he's a monster and everything. I get all that. But speaking of someone who's going to move up pretty quick, it's Obafemi. I'm going Tony D'Angelo here.
I got to tell you, dude, I'm so tempted to do it. I really am. I think it's about time for a run with the family on top, like the top. And the North American Championship is as close as you can get it while not interfering with the run they're having up top. I really want to pick it, but Oh, this one's tough because it's very likely the family gets involved. This is 50-50. It's coin flip, right? Let's screw it. Let's go Tony D'Angelo. I don't want to do it. I don't want to pick the same as you, but like, I can't. You never go against the family.
Exactly. Two more matches left. Roxanne Perez, who finally got smacked like someone, like she needed to be smacked, maybe smacked some sense into her. Maybe she found some character by Jada Parker. It was like one of the best slaps in wrestling ever, and I bet you still haven't seen it yet.
Nope, still burning through All In.
You need to watch it. It's amazing. Jada Parker's not going to win this, though. Unfortunately, Roxanne Perez keeps the belt.
Yep. No need to break it down. Yep.
All right, and finally, the match that we will be waiting for, and I will probably be staying up late for.
Say his name and he appears.
Joe Hendry versus Ethan Page. Ethan Page becoming a champion was a big-time shock. But there is a special guest referee in this, and it is Trick Williams. But there's also a thing where someone who likes to manipulate the joints, someone who used to be named Butch, and is not happy about that, and has said how much he hates Sheamus because he got named Butch, even though Sheamus had nothing to do with it.
That's such a good angle. Yes. Such a good angle.
Says Trick's going to get his, and I don't know how this works out. So I really have no idea how, but I got to do it because I believe. I'm going with Joe Hendry.
Nah, that was my answer. That's what I want to do. I think Ethan Page is going to win the match, but I'm picking Joe Hendry. Here's the thing. There's one thing I think Triple H does that the old guy did not, and that is recognize when there is genuine organic momentum behind a guy, and I mean it when I say it, Lonzo. I don't think there has been as much genuine organic push behind a guy like there is Joe Hendry since Daniel Bryan at 30. I mean it when I tell you, I think this is the most organically over I have seen a dude since Daniel Bryan versus the Authority. And I think Triple H sees what VKM does not, which is sometimes, listen to me out there, those of you that want to grow into the entertainment industry, sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes, you got to give the people what they want. And what the people want is a title run from the one and only Joe Hendry. I believe in Joe Hendry. I also believe we'll be back after this to wrap up the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to get into, obviously, the big weekend of college football upcoming. We got games all day. Saturday starting at noon, going well into the evening. I have already started to work on and put together our viewership guide for the weekend, including the return, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a minute since we've gotten to do it, of the Rob Brown Quad Box. I'm going to tell you the four games that you have got to watch this weekend, the four most impactful games, the four most important games, and occasionally, potentially, the four most entertaining games of the weekend. The Rob Brown Show Quad Box will return tomorrow on the show, as well as our picks, predictions, prognostications for the college football weekend upcoming. Do want to run through some other stories before we get up out of here for the day. We do have some moves across the NFL. We talked earlier with Rashad Beard of the Panther Nation podcast. If you missed that, make sure you are subscribed to the Rob Brown Show wherever major podcasts are found, because we post every show, every hour, every day at the conclusion of the show and highlight segments from the show, including today's interview with Rashad Beard of the Panther Nation podcast. We talked a little bit about TMJ getting cut. He said, look, here's the deal. The reason TMJ, or at least part of the reason that TMJ looked so good in the preseason was because Canales intentionally featured him, intentionally put the spotlight on him, because Dave Canales was looking for a way to trade Terrace Marshall Jr. And by having him look good in the preseason, you made it more likely that you would find a trade part. Now, obviously, Carolina never did, and so instead they just had to outright release TMJ. He was picked up on waivers by the San Francisco 49ers. He'll get a chance to try his luck out west, but not the only moves that got made. The Atlanta Falcons made themselves some moves yesterday. They sent third-string quarterback Taylor Heidke out to Los Angeles, where he will now become QB2 behind Justin Herbert for Jim Harbaugh's LA Chargers. Tom Pelissero reported that last night. In return for Heinicke, Atlanta is getting back a 2025 conditional sixth-round pick from LA, which will be based off of Heinicke's playing time. Heinicke did remain on the Falcons roster behind Kirk Cousins and Michael Penix Jr. at the roster deadline. A little bit surprising, but now we find out that may have been because the trade talks for Heinicke were already ongoing, and he needed to be there. Found a team in need in the Chargers. They saw backup Easton Stick, who did have some time last year, but he struggled in the preseason. They also cut Luis Perez on Tuesday. Herbert made it back to practice after a bout with plantar fasciitis, but head coach Jim Harbaugh said he still wanted to have a reliable backup, and unfortunately Easton Stick was not it. So Atlanta picking up a sixth-round pick, and based on what they've done the last couple of runs with those late-round picks, that might be a very, very good thing. A story we're going to talk about quite a bit tomorrow. Wanted to get to it today. Ran out of time / focus. The NCAA is proposing, I haven't brought it up yet because it's a proposal, not a plan, but the NCAA is proposing to eliminate the spring transfer portal window in football. The NCAA Football Oversight Committee, which is made up of a group of school administrators that controls football-related policy, recommended the proposal earlier this week to the Division I Council, according to Yahoo Sports. If the council adopts the legislation, it would take effect this cycle, meaning the 15-day portal window that opens in April would not open in April of next year. The D1 Council meets via video conference next month and in person in October. It is unusual but not unprecedented, according to Yahoo Sports, for the council to reject a recommendation from the Oversight Committee. The four power conferences, as well as the American Football Coaches Association, are all supportive of the move. According to Yahoo, back in February, Greg Sankey, SEC commissioner, openly expressed support for a single football portal window. We will talk about that today, mainly because I didn't really give myself enough time to think about what the hell this means. We'll have some thoughts on it tomorrow on the show.
All right, time to ask Rob what the X is going on. All right, the first thing is Xing is, this is pretty, it's very entertainment oriented, this one, the entire thing, but the thing is Xing.
The thing is Xing because haven't we gotten a, we got
think
the
comic,
other day. Oh, I know, I'm going there. Okay. We got the other day our first title card for the new Fantastic Four movie. And it's like a very 50s looking vibe. So I wonder if we are going to get a, is this a multiverse thing, or are we going to get the Fantastic Four traveling through time?
You can watch the trailer.
Oh, did the trailer officially dropped?
Even though it didn't, you can still find it.
Okay.
Yeah. It might have dropped. I can't remember.
Who's playing the thing?
Someone who I don't know who he is. Okay. That doesn't mean he's not a good actor. It just means don't know a lot of people.
Lonzo, not a big pop culture guy.
Yeah, that's not me. I just don't do that thing. Speaking of which, there is a picture out there that it looks like the thing is practical effects. So they're showing them several people putting the thing mask on the thing.
Okay.
A really big guy. And then some people are really upset about it, but others have pointed out that, like Ultron and others, they do that to help the actors out, and then they use CGI to
even little stuff like that's what they do with like Deadpool's eyes, right? Spider-Man's eyes, yeah. is they wear a mask that is a practical mask. It is Deadpool's mask, but then they go in and then they can make the expressions change a little bit. I'm good with it. I decided to cheat and go look at it. I'm looking at it now. It's a pretty OG comic book looking thing, and I am down for it, dude.
I don't believe that guy's that big, but that's a big dude.
No, that dude's not that big.
Yeah, that's not.
That dude dwarfs the mountain from Game of Thrones. Yeah, so I'm going to guess not.
He's large. So it looks pretty. I don't have a problem with it. All right, the next thing is Xing is Rings of Power Season 2.
Rings of Power. I did add that to the my watch list yesterday because I got to go back and watch Season 2. I need to go back and watch Season 1. I watched a lot of Season 1, but I did not really like Lord of the Rings is not something that you can put on in the background, right? There is so much lore and stories and every word that gets said is somehow important to the story. It is something you've got to dial in on. And when season one dropped, I don't remember what was going on, but it was just not something that I was really able to dedicate the time that a Tolkien story deserves to have dedicated to it. So I need to go back and rewatch / finish one. But what I will say is the folks who have ingested any of season two, whether it's, and I don't even know what's out yet, if it's the whole thing.
It came out today. I think two episodes dropped today.
The folks that have been watching, the trailers and the little mini clips that have been released have had a ton of good things to say. I am absolutely going to dive in, but I gotta be able to dedicate like a week to burning through episode one. And that's going to be tough to do. Cause I don't know if y'all know this, it's football season.
Yeah. Speaking of football season, Colorado's exing
because Colorado plays football tonight. And there are two groups of people when it comes to Colorado. There are the people that are throwing a whole buttload of money at Colorado to win this game, to cover this game, to hit the over in this game, to make the playoffs. And then there's the other group of people that is me that thinks Colorado may outright lose the game. I do not think that they will, but might outright lose the game. Certainly taking North Dakota State, the FCS team, to cover 10 against this squad. Y'all, when we come back tomorrow, we got real games to talk about. He's the Great Malonzo. I'm Rob Brown. Don't drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face. Have a lovely rest of your day. See you back here tomorrow to do it all over again, but better, on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Later!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.